Have you ever wondered why some leaders inspire extraordinary loyalty while others struggle with basic engagement? When Minter Dial witnessed the 9/11 attacks from his Manhattan office, it sparked a profound realization that transformed his approach to leadership. This electroshock moment made him question what truly matters in life and began his journey to integrate his personal and professional selves. In You Lead, Dial presents a revolutionary approach that challenges traditional business school teachings. What makes this work particularly compelling is how it arrived just as the pandemic forced a global reckoning about the nature of work and leadership. The digital revolution has permanently blurred the lines between personal and professional lives, a reality made starkly evident during COVID-19. The notion of separating these worlds isn't just outdated, it's counterproductive. Today's consumers seek meaningful relationships with brands, not just good products. They expect seamless experiences and quickly reject brands whose values don't align with their own. Leadership today requires qualities that can't be simply learned or imposed. They must be authentically embodied. The Czech mindset represents essential qualities for modern leadership: curiosity, humility, empathy, courage, and karma. Curiosity becomes productive when you genuinely acknowledge knowledge gaps, unlearn outdated habits, and deliberately plan time for learning. Humility isn't weakness, but a powerful trait that makes you approachable, opens you to continuous learning, and fosters collaboration by giving proper credit. Think of Ed Catmull at Pixar, who created an environment where innovation thrived because people felt safe sharing ideas. Empathy is understanding others' feelings and experiences, not just being nice. Companies like Patagonia have built success on deep, empathetic understanding of both employees and customers. Courage means acting despite fears, making unpopular decisions, admitting mistakes, and challenging established norms when necessary. The karmic quality emerges naturally when leading with integrity and examining three questions: Do I know why I exist? Do I trust myself? Do I like how I am as a leader? Rather than debating whether customers or employees should come first, the more effective approach is employee first, customer centric. When employees are engaged and aligned with purpose, they naturally deliver exceptional customer experiences. Leading from within means positioning yourself at the center of your organization, not as a hierarchical superior, but as a connecting force. Like Jerry Garcia with the Grateful Dead, effective leaders radiate energy outward, connecting ideas and people. The inside-out model places employees at the core, with their energy radiating outward to stakeholders. As Vineet Nayar described in Employees First, when employees are the primary focus, positive customer experiences naturally follow. What you promise customers should also hold true for employees. Companies like Petco exemplify this by referring to their 26,000 employees as partners, fundamentally changing the relationship dynamic. Your number one fans should be your employees, starting with yourself. When you lead effectively, you're genuinely connected to the company's ethos, not as an academic exercise, but as a soul deep belief. Leaders and businesses often mistakenly define success through external achievements, like market position, growth percentages, or bank account size, a slippery, unsustainable slope empty of meaning. True North should reflect who you are rather than what you do. Finding your North Star requires making it precise and personal, a phrase that fits you uniquely. The real magic happens when your personal North aligns with your business's North. This alignment isn't contradictory. Professional and personal need not be paradoxical. When you understand why you're expending energy on work, sacrificing time becomes meaningful rather than draining. The overlap between personal and professional purpose doesn't require 100% alignment, but the greater the overlap, the better. Consider Lego's near collapse at the turn of the century, accumulating $800 million in debt despite its global presence today. During the 1990s, they pursued innovation for innovation's sake, losing touch with their purpose through too many priorities. By contrast, L'Oréal thrived under François Dalle's leadership with a single captivating paradox. To succeed at L'Oréal, one must be both peasant and poet, hardworking and creative. This simplicity resonated deeply and guided top managers effectively. Customer centricity isn't a strategy, but a mindset that transforms organizations through customer focus. The path to success requires creating an employee-first culture, as employees are crucial for delivering superior customer experiences and financial performance. A customer-centric organization builds trust and provides value to customers. You must decide how customer-focused you'll be. Will you prioritize customer satisfaction over short-term gains? While measurement is essential, there's no single metric for customer centricity. Start by defining your desired customer experience and identifying key touchpoints, magic moments, pain points, and how these vary across customer segments. True customer centricity means sharing customer data throughout the organization. Customer service, often the only department with customer in its name, has become the new marketing through its direct customer feedback channel. Creating significance rather than merely achieving success requires a fundamental shift in mindset. While most professionals excel at creating detailed to-do lists, we're notably less skilled at defining our core identity and leadership philosophy. A well-defined North Star serves as both compass and filter, enabling leaders to better manage time and lead authentically. To adapt to today's unprecedented pace of change, establishing consistent daily routines creates a solid foundation for leadership effectiveness. Time management is perhaps the most revealing indicator of a leader's strategic capability. Executives who frequently apologize for lateness demonstrate poor prioritization and lack of respect for others' time. As a senior executive, blocking out half of each day for unscheduled time creates space for unexpected events, deep strategic thinking, and informal team interactions. When leading from the center, authenticity requires thoughtfully blending personal and professional personas while maintaining appropriate boundaries. A crucial leadership responsibility involves helping team members understand why their work matters in the larger context, connecting individual projects to company strategy and mission. Leaders must balance taking full ownership of outcomes while showing appropriate vulnerability, making recognition a powerful motivator, from simple thank yous to thoughtfully crafted personal notes. To drive transformation and engagement, leaders must demonstrate authentic vulnerability and embrace imperfection. This creates space for others to do the same. While digital technology enables change, true transformation stems from shifting mindsets to reshape culture. The process matters more than outcomes. When leaders focus on the right approach, desired results follow naturally. During challenging times, many fall back on controlling behaviors and short-term thinking, sacrificing long-term success. Effective leaders serve as connectors in chief, bridging pixels, people, and purpose. Leading from within helps identify connections and shrinks the distance between possibilities. Though successful leaders often overestimate themselves, acknowledging weaknesses enables building stronger teams. Business must be a force for good, with leaders establishing ethical frameworks that go beyond legislation. When personal values align with work, positive energy ripples outward. Rather than maintaining separate work and home personas, leaders should cultivate one authentic self, where personal purpose and professional mission unite as a force for good.